point that Mr. Gordon was always had this sort of plan to bring long-term basketball here. Was he the best choice of counsel for this case?
You know, as Paul said, the representation agreement, they disclosed the work that Senator Gordon and Jerry Johnson were doing, and the city didn't see any conflict in that work. They were pursuing long-term tenants for the Key Arena basketball. That was what they were working on. That was our interest, too, is to have short-term and long-term tenancy of National Basketball Association in Key Arena. So there was no conflict there. And, you know, given Senator Gordon's long history in professional sports in this city, going back to the Pilots and bringing Major League Baseball back to Seattle, helping to save the Seahawks in Seattle, it was an obvious choice for us to have him on board.
Mr. Lawrence, didn't Mr. Griffin acknowledge on the stand that the only one he assumed was able to inflict the sort of bleeding or the pain on the owners that caused them to sell was the city?
What Mr. Griffin stated was that in terms of legal action, that the city would be the entities enforcing its lease, which is its legal right to do. It says in the lease that either party, in this case it's the city, has the right to specifically enforce the lease. The city has made that clear going back to July of 2006, well before anything that was discussed in the courtroom today, that they would specifically enforce this lease against Clay Bennett or any other owner because that's what they bargained for and the city wants the full benefits of its bargain. The city's decision to enforce this lease was announced to Mr. Bennett day one when he purchased the team in July 2006, long before any events you've heard about today.
Wally Walker kept saying that he was not a consultant he knew that he was not a consultant with the city until, I think, January or February 08, yet the Bennett's lawyers kept referring to and the judge accepted a letter where he acknowledged that in September 19th of 07 he knew he was a consultant, and that never seemed to get resolved in today's trial.
Well, I think it's a pretty simple explanation. He signed the letter in the end of January, February, but the letter reflected that he had been providing advice as he testified with respect to the economics and the NBA process with respect to approval of a renovated Key Arena going back to September.
And also a follow-up to Tim C's, you say there's no conflict in hiring Slade Gordon because he wanted a long-term team and you guys want to take care of the current problem. But doesn't that cut directly to their case that there is a conflict because the only way he saw to get a long-term team was to bring the city's pressure to bear, right? So it's a direct conflict, it seems like.
You know, they disclosed that they were doing that work. They didn't give us any details about it, and we were not engaged in that work. All we were engaged with K&L Gates was on the litigation. The work that Senator Gordon was doing in terms of talking to owners was something that we were not involved in.
Were you worried about the perception of there being a conflict of interest?
Again, our interest was ensuring that we had a tenant in Key Arena and we wanted basketball as a tenant. So, again, we saw no conflict with that.
Was K&L Gates, were you guys aware of this, at you being those who were actually working and representing the city? Okay. And did you at any point disassociate yourself from that?
The people who were working on the litigation for K&L, for the city, for K&L Gates, had nothing to do and were not aware of the PowerPoint. I think as came out today, Senator Gordon and Jerry Johnson, in connection with the matters that they told the city about that they were acting on separately, were the two K&L Gates people involved with the PowerPoint.
When did K&L Gates become aware of the PowerPoint presentation?
Mr. Johnson and Mr. Gordon were aware of it at some point around the meeting time.
And then when, for example, since you were brought in?
I can't remember when it came out in terms of a discovery request from the, it came out in a discovery request directed at either Mr. Griffin or Mr. Walker or Mr. Stanton, I can't remember.
Can you explain how Wally Walker's emails, the bulk of them, arrived in discovery on Monday. I believe the Mr. Keller said 700.
You'll have to probably address that to Mr. Walker's attorney. As best as I understand it, Mr. Walker, in response to his attorney's request, went back and checked, and apparently he had not checked his sent mail files until a couple of days ago. And so in Mr. Walker's attorney, in trying to make sure the production was complete, went back, asked Mr. Walker if he'd checked XYZ files, and apparently the sent mail file had not been checked.
Paul, you say you've shown that the apparently no link between the city of Seattle and this private group's efforts to harm Bennett's group at all. What is the purpose or the need for Mr. Cease's testimony on Thursday?
Well, to make the point that he made here and that I was talking about, that at the time of the retention of K&L Gates by the city, that it was disclosed to the city that Senator Gorton and Jerry Johnson had previously and were on an ongoing basis had a continuing effort to find a new prospective owner.
That's it?
That's it. And to establish, as you'll see, that Mr. Cease and no one at the city had an awareness of the PowerPoint presentation.
Okay.